Well, our strong cold front that we've been tracking all week long is on our doorstep today, and it'll bring heavy showers and thunderstorms in multiple rounds, the way it looks. First of all, a real strong surge of warm, humid air early this morning, helping to trigger a leading band and clusters of showers and a few thunderstorms. These will not likely be severe, but will produce some heavy downpours and some rumbles of thunder. Then we should catch at least a little bit of a break about midday, give or take, and then another band, or perhaps several bands, of showers and heavy thunderstorms will move west to east. And this activity would have a higher risk of being severe in the form of especially damaging winds, but perhaps a few isolated tornadoes. Something to keep an eye on. Remember, a watch means conditions are favorable for severe weather. A warning means that severe weather is imminent and you should take action right away. So this strong cold front has been producing severe weather for about the last day and a half from Oklahoma and Texas all the way along the Gulf Coast yesterday and last evening into the Florida Panhandle early this morning and now progressing eastward. This is a very dynamic storm system, and by that I mean it has a strong upper level disturbance. There's a lot of wind energy, if you will, winds in the upper, mid and upper level parts of the atmosphere that are very strong. And all this leads to the ingredients that are necessary for severe weather, but one important thing will be missing today for the most part. And that's very warm temperatures. We will not see a whole lot of sunshine even between the bands of showers and thunderstorms. But having said that, the dynamics of this system will help make up for that somewhat. So it makes it not quite as obvious as to just how strong and significant the severe weather threat may be. If we can get warmer and more unstable, and there may be a little bit of sun in between the bands of storms, then the risk for severe weather goes up even more. So that's something just to keep an eye on and be aware of as we go through the day today. Of course, the CBS 47 and Fox 30, actually News Jax First Alert Weather Center, will be staffed round the clock through the day today as we continue to monitor and track these storms. And, of course, we'll update you right here on the radio, 104.5 WOKV. The good news is widespread rainfall, and we need it. It'll be 3 weeks tomorrow since we've had widespread and heavy rain. You have to go back to the first week of October. So that's the good news, an average rainfall of a half inch to an inch, but some spots will manage as much as between 1 and 2 inches of rain. It's just that we'll have that risk for some severe weather to go along with it. And we'll have gusty winds with or without thunderstorms. Wind gusts may reach 20 and 25 miles per hour through the day today. By early this evening, the severe weather threat will be over with. The storms will be pushing off to the east. It'll be followed by a westerly breeze and cooler temperatures, but we're not quite done with the rain yet. There'll be some more showers during the day tomorrow. It'll be a gusty day with winds out of the west and northwest, 15 to 25 miles per hour, some gusts near 30 miles per hour, and a couple of bands of showers will likely rotate through the area on the backside of this storm system that's moving through today. The rainfall tomorrow is not generally significant, but there may be some brief heavier downpours, but amounts as a whole would likely be less than a quarter of an inch additional tomorrow to what we receive during the day today. And then that sets us up really for a pleasant weekend. It'll actually feel like fall. How about that? Right on cue. Remember, I always say Halloween, right? Partly sunny skies, breezy, cool on Saturday. We'll only reach the low 70s, but that's just about ideal. Football weather, of course, for Florida, Georgia, which will be at 3:30 kickoff. CBS 47, Action News Jax, will carry that game live. Expect partly cloudy skies, temperatures just a little bit above 70 degrees, that brisk wind out of the west and northwest, which will be a crosswind at the TIAA Bank Field from left to right if you're looking at the north goalpost. That wind will have a tendency to come down in the second half as the sky is clear and the temperatures will come down too, dropping into the low 60s. So maybe a light sweater or a jacket for that game. And then Halloween on Sunday just looks beautiful. Sunny skies, nice temperatures, lighter winds. We'll reach the low to mid 70s in the afternoon, but drop through the 60s quickly in the evening. So it'll be nice and pleasant for trick-or-treaters. A cool night. It can be very warm yet this time of year, of course. And then the rest of the good news is the tropics, which remain inactive. We've got some chance for low pressure over the northwestern Atlantic to try to become subtropical the next few days, but it just doesn't look like much. And even if it were to develop, it stays well out to sea. And this may very well be one of just four Octobers where we have not had a named storm develop during the month over the Atlantic Basin since the year 2000. So, interesting stat and a good stat. I would have, if I were a betting man at the end of September, I would have said at least one, if not several, named storms during the month of October as the pattern was setting up, but that failed to materialize. In the Burrish blog, more on the bomb cyclone. We've heard a lot about that recently, and especially during the last few days. I have a little bit of an explainer and why that headline, of course, grabs so many eyeballs. November averages, what you can expect for the month of November. I mean, after all, the 1st of November is already on Monday. The Florida-Georgia game stats for this century so far. What's the weather been like? And Halloween stats as well. Just a hint, this one will be one of the cooler ones we've experienced recently. So once again, a first alert weather day today as we track heavy showers and thunderstorms working its way to the north and east across the area. At the very least, there'll be some periods of heavier rainfall that'll cause ponding of water on highways and interstates, perhaps some very brief localized flooding. Low visibility, so we're going to use extra care if for no other reason, wet and at times some downpours with the showers and thunderstorms. But there's also that risk for a few strong and possibly severe storms that we'll keep an eye out on. Remembering that watch means conditions are favorable. A warning means you need to take action. The storm is imminent. We'll continue to track that for you round the clock through this afternoon with updates, of course, as needed. But the good news is 100% coverage of rainfall. Everybody getting at least some. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.